They hurried to the side door and opened it. Eric put his finger to his lips.
Nobody can see you like this, Neil.
He paused to listen. Julie nodded.
Let's be as quiet as a bug, Neil said. I can do that.
Eric listened to the clacking of a computer keyboard.
My mom's working.
Then he called out.
Mom, I'm home. Neil and Julie are with me. We're going downstairs. Bye.
They rushed through the kitchen. On the way, Neil wiped some crumbs off the table, then licked his palm.
Sorry,
he said.
Crumbs suddenly seemed tasty to me.
Eric was worried.
I don't like this, he said. Nothing magical has ever happened outside my basement until now.
Let's think about that after Neil's cured, said Julie. She shut the door behind them. They hustled downstairs. Now, she said,
did anybody dream of Droon?
Eric shook his head. Usually a dream would call the kids to Droon. Or the soccer ball in Eric's basement would turn into a globe of Droon. Princess Kia had put a charm on it. But the magic soccer ball was lying as usual on the workbench. It was just a ball.
No dreams, Neil said. Unless you count the one where I thought a lizard would eat me.
Julie shot Eric a worried look.
That's good enough. Come on.
They went to a door under the basement stairs. Eric quickly opened the door and turned on the light. Everyone piled into a small room. He closed the door behind them.
Ready?
He asked. Neil held up his right hand. His fingers had started to form a claw.
I don't know about you, but I am.
Julie flicked off the light.
Whoosh!
The floor vanished instantly, and the magic stairs appeared. Without wasting another moment, Eric darted down the steps. Each time he and his friends had gone to Droon, the stairs had taken them somewhere different. He wondered where the stairs would lead this time.
I see clouds, Julie said. We're in the air.
A rumbling sound came from the clouds.
Sounds like something is coming, Neil said.
Suddenly, the clouds parted. A round, silver shape passed slowly under the bottom step.
Whoa, it's some kind of huge flying thing, Julie said.
The rainbow-colored stairs began to ripple under them.
As usual, the stairway is fading too soon, Eric said. We'd better jump.
Then he gripped his friend's hands firmly. Together, they jumped.
Plink,
plonk,
plunk.
They landed on the ship.
There's a hatch over there, Julie shouted.
Freezing wind blew over them as they crawled across the silver surface to a small door. Eric tried to open the hatch.
It's locked.
Neil leaned over. He gripped a corner of the hatch with his clawed hand and twisted.
Crunch!
The little door sprang open to reveal a metal ladder running down inside the ship.
At least being a bug makes me strong, Neil said. Let's go.
One by one, the three friends went down into the strange flying ship.